During this time of year, we read the Arba Parshios, the four portions that are supplementary to the weekly Parshat HaShavua. The first of the Arba Parshios that we read a few weeks ago is Parshat Shkalim, which discusses the annual contribution of the half shekel. The second one is Parshat Zachor, which recalls Amalek. Third one is Parshat Parah, which discusses the purifying yeshes of the Parah Aduma, the red heifer. And the fourth is read this coming Shabbos. It's Parshat Zachodesh, which is read in addition to Parshat Shmini. And in Parshat Zachodesh, that celebrates the first mitzvah of Achodesh Hazelachem, it's the month of Nisan, and the laws of Pesach. And aside from each portion's specific message, can we find an overarching theme that connects these Arba Parshios? So in the Haftorah for Tisha B'Av, we read the Psukim in Sefer Yirmiyahu, which perhaps can be an answer to suggest a theme to the four portions. And the Psukim are, Ko Amar Hashem, Al Yishalel Chacham V'Chachmaso, this is what Hashem says, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Neither let the mighty man glory in his might. The rich man should not praise himself for his riches. Let him that wants to be glorified, he should be praised with the following. That person, if he wants to be praised, so he should understand and know me, that I am Hashem, who exercises mercy, justice, and righteousness. For in these things I delight, says Hashem. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal explained that these psukim are the key to understanding the thematic thread between the four portions. The first expression, that a wise person should not boast because of his or her wisdom, is reflected by the portion of Parah. Even Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of all human beings, openly expresses his frustration with the incomprehensibility of the Parah Aduma. There's no compelling logical explanation as to why the ashes defile the pure and purify the defiled. So the Parah Aduma reminds us about the limits of our wisdom and that some things we as mortals will never understand. There's some questions for which we will never find answers. The second expression, Al Yisalel Hagibah B'Gvaraso, that a strong man should not boast because of his physical might, is reflected by the portion of Zachor. Amalek had the qualitative military edge. They had the power in the arms. Yet it was the Jewish army with Hashem on our side that defeated Amalek then. And we will defeat our enemies today, the Amaleks of today, also with the help of Hashem. And the third expression, that a wealthy person should not boast due to his wealth, is symbolized by the portion of Shkalim, the first of the Arba Parshios. With the half shekel, there was no distinction between the wealthy and the poor. For the census, the sakets, and communal sacrifices, all of which were destinations of the chatzi shekel contribution, so all Jews were equal partners. And there was no division by economic class. And so wisdom, strength, and wealth are all certainly, each in their own way, very worthwhile pursuits. Each one, however, has its limitations and requires a certain sense of perspective. Shkalim, Zachar, and Parah make sure that we approach these pursuits properly. And the general perspective to keep in mind is that these pursuits are not ends, but rather means to a goal. And that grander goal is symbolized by Parshas HaChodesh. The goal is to utilize our resources to perform mitzvos and to develop a strong, healthy relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is symbolized by Parshas HaChodesh, because in the portion of HaChodesh from Shmos, that's when the relationship between the Jewish nation and Hashem begins to develop in a significant way. It begins through the obligation of mitzvos, and HaChodesh HaZelachem, sanctifying the new moon, is the very first mitzvah given to the Jewish people as a nation. And so, wisdom, strength, and wealth are wonderful, legitimate pursuits, but if each of us, if our community really want praise, if we really want to grow, if we really want success, as the Psukim in Yirmiyahu state, so then let us use those talents and possessions to come to know Hashem as expressed and reflected by Parshas HaChodesh, to know Hashem, to develop a relationship with Him, and emulate His ways of mercy, generosity, and social justice, because in these Hashem truly delights. Shabbat Shalom.